you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know anything about this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off of disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, wherever, whenever, et cetera, we appreciate the ear and brain time. Thanks for joining us this lovely Wednesday. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging e-turds at the right.
Yummy.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for joining us on our final show from Florida for a bit.
Our final for this leg of the tour.
Yes.
We will not be having shows on tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday. We apologize.
Be sad. Cry.
Please don't let us suffer your slings and arrows of the fact that we're missing a couple of days.
Do not take it out on us.
Kate, the intern, yelling in the kitchen here at Crab Diving Tower East because there be steak a-cooking or had cooked.
There be so steak a-cooking.
She's got steak derangement syndrome, standing in the middle of the kitchen yelling, feed me, feed me. Thanks for joining us. I said already, you can tweet us during the show if you like. One word, at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl this message over on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. And then don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy your shit through at Amazon and it through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com or portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. It helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, like I said, and we don't bombard your ear holes with ads or any shit like that.
We get paid, baby.
You get 2 hours of us yelling and bitching and moaning and screaming and reading the news and shit and the dog barking in the background.
Stop it. She wants some steak. That little one was like, hey, fuck you, stupid.
Yeah, a little bark at the end. Perfect.
I don't blame you.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines this 28th of the December.
All these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving East Tower, Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, December 28th, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These be your headlines.
Be your headlines.
I'm a little coffee, a little snivelly, so forgive my throat clears and coughs, ladies and gentlemen.
You are forgiven.
And other. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal,
it's the
Huffington Post.
Hey, boy.
Big red headline says, finally, the truth.
Yes.
John Kerry, the Secretary of State of the United States of America, former presidential candidate, rather yawn invoking or inducing presidential candidate.
But classy. I mean, right. I mean, John Kerry's pretty classy.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Richest dude in Congress, right?
Oh, really?
I believe at the time when he was a senator.
He comes from ketchup money, or he married into ketchup money.
He married into ketchup money, the Heinz fortune, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Good for him.
The headline says John Kerry issues a dire warning on Israeli settlements.
Uh-oh.
Ahead of pro-settlement Donald Trump entering the office.
Oh, shit.
The
It says, the story says, the best way to understand outgoing Secretary of State John Kerry's speech today from the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is to recognize that if Hillary Clinton had won the election, he wouldn't have had to deliver such a message.
Oh, God. God, Trump is already creating more work for people. God, Kerry's really got to resent that. Or maybe he wanted to make another speech.
It was the harshest criticism from a member of the U.S. government against Israel, its ally. Kerry talked for over an hour, venting his frustration with the continued Israeli settlement construction, and laid out his parameters for eventual peace. At one point, he said, the settler agenda is defining the future in Israel.
Oh, shit.
Their stated purpose is clear. They believe in one state, greater Israel, which means fuck the Palestinians.
But what if it's their property? What if they live there?
It's not. 2,800 years ago, a bunch of Jews ran around there, Ryan, and claimed it as theirs. And apparently now from because of that, they think.
It's a bunch of Jesus shit, isn't it?
Oh, well, then you pour in, all the Jesus stuff, which then confirms their some of their ridiculous predictions and some of their ridiculous books.
Now, listen, the Middle East has been a real mess for a long time. Maybe Trump is the right guy to go in there and mix things up a little bit.
It's going to cause World War III.
We got a guy that's going to mix things up, and that's what these idiot voters on the right, that's what they want. They want a guy who's going to change shit.
As if the Arab world didn't hate us enough for our blind butt-kissing of Israel.
And our droning.
And especially with Bibi Netanyahu, who's batshit crazy. He's pro-settlement. He would love nothing more than to just drop a nuke or two. Well, no, they wouldn't be able to go in there. Drop a whole bunch of bombs in Palestine.
If you're a hardliner like Netanyahu, where do you think your place is in the world? Or how does he imagine he's helping? Being a hardliner. Because that sort of being a hardliner sort of infers that you don't feel like you don't have any faith in diplomacy.
Right. Well, you know, the Palestinians, they say, need to recognize the existence of Israel, which Palestine hasn't officially done.
Okay.
But, you know, that would probably be part of a two-state solution, which everyone seems to, well, most sane people seem to agree would be the way to do it, is let Israel have its place, let Palestine have a little bit of some of its land. But these Israeli settlements, they're like, fuck you, we're just going to go take your land, we're going to build some new houses, we're going to bulldoze the families out of the houses that are in there.
Good God.
Whether they're in there or not, there have been cases where they've mowed people over.
Oh, my God.
And then they scream, well, terrorism, terrorism.
How do they see this playing out? I mean, what's the end game? Well, how do you think this will work? A one-state solution. What's going to happen to the Palestinians?
They don't care.
They're going to live?
Yeah.
They're behind vermin. Their wall?
They're vermin. They should be exterminated. Yeah. Where does that sound familiar? And how is that irony that Jews are saying calling another group of people vermin, et cetera?
Right. Well, listen, their perfect ally is going to be Donald Trump then.
Well, that's the problem is Donald Trump just seems to be bending over forward for Bibi Netanyahu.
And, I mean, when was the last time a president really undermined what the current president's doing? I mean, the president-elect. I mean, what...
There have been shenanigans in the past.
Well, Vietnam War, right?
Generally Republican shenanigans.
Yes.
And Reagan with the hostages.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But...
Didn't Nixon had some shenanigans in the war, right?
Yeah, Nixon, one could say, directly caused tens of thousands more deaths. American deaths and who knows how many Vietnamese deaths, because Johnson was negotiating a ceasefire with Ho Chi Minh, and Nixon's evil toadies somehow contacted Ho Chi Minh and was like, oh, you're going to get a better deal with us. Wait till after the election. So they blew up the whole process. And then it was 5 or 6 more years later that it finally wound down. Thank you, Nixon.
That is insane.
Right.
That's the GOP, right?
Evil.
Damn.
Evil, evil, evil. So that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
John Kerry taking a swipe? And of course, all the dickwads on the right, all over social medias, all over the Twitter, all over the Facebook. Oh, John Kerry's the traitor. John Kerry's an asshole. John Kerry.
Why? Because he's doing his fucking job?
Well, yeah, he should be supporting Israel no matter what.
Then what is the point of even having someone who's a talented diplomat like Kerry, who's a secretary of state? I mean, if you have rules like no matter what, no matter this, no matter that, then why even give those people any amount of... What's the point of them having any kind of... part in a decision-making process?
As far as...
I don't know. That not make any sense? I was like, well, why? I mean, if it's no matter what, if Israel has no wiggle room, if it's a one-state solution no matter what, then what's the point in the diplomatic process?
Right, right.
What's it matter? Why don't they just start fucking blowing people up then? Well, they are.
I mean, haven't we learned over a few thousand years that hardline anything is kind of dumb? It doesn't work?
Yeah.
That we all got to live together and maybe work together and maybe compromise and shit, but that's not how right-wingers work.
Right. Yeah, yeah, the hardline policies of Dick Cheney really worked.
Yeah.
They made our world a safer place, didn't
they? Hey, Halliburton made billions.
Oh, yes.
They're job creators.
God.
Trump
is the ultimate hardliner, it seems.
Let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report. Dial your calendars back a few hundred years, and here is the other side.
Eat me.
It's a picture of John Kerry talking to Bibi Netanyahu at some point, and the headline is "One Last Slap."
God, I mean,
and it leads to the New York Times article. It says Kerry rebukes. I rebuke thee.
Right.
Kerry rebukes Israel.
Are we in some weird world where we want our diplomats to just agree with all the other world leaders no matter what?
Depending on who is more profitable at the time.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Damn it. You're right.
Here is John Kerry this morning.
Need to tell each other the hard truths.
He said friends
and friendships require mutual respect. Israel's permanent representative to the United Nations, who does not support a two-state solution, said after the vote last week, quote, "It was to be expected that Israel's greatest ally would act in accordance with the values that we share and veto this resolution. I am compelled to respond today that the United States did in fact vote in accordance with our values, just as previous U.S. administrations have done at the Security Council before us. They failed to recognize that this friend, the United States of America, that has done more to support Israel than any other country, this friend that has blocked countless efforts to delegitimize Israel, cannot be true to our own values or even the stated democratic values of Israel. And we cannot properly defend and protect Israel if we allow a viable two-state solution to be destroyed before our own eyes."
And there you go.
Yeah. We can't do our job without a two-state solution.
But that's a slap.
It's
a slap to Israel.
Aren't there people in Israel that believe in that?
The two-state solution?
Yeah.
Sure. There was a lot of liberals in Israel. There's a lot of people who hate Bibi Netanyahu. Remember, his re-election wasn't that close. I mean, wasn't that big. It was close. And do you remember? He was doing the same shit that the Republicans do here. He was out fear-mongering, saying, oh my God, the Armageddon, the Palestinians are launching more and more terrorist attacks against us.
Didn't he come over here to campaign for his own fucking election?
Well, he was invited by Congress and the President of the United States.
Oh, that's right.
Remember? Because Obama doesn't like him.
Obama's just trying to do his fucking job.
Yeah, Obama is calling a spade a fucking spade and saying, your hardline batshittery is making the world an unsafer place.
I mean, the GOP, if you're a GOP politician, for some reason, you are less likely to tell your constituents and your friends the truth if it's a hard truth.
We got
And there's any fucking cost to it whatsoever.
There's proof of that. If you go, I think it's going to be on our Facebook a little while later. We're getting more results of another poll.
Yes.
I said poll. It came out, I believe it's a Gallup poll.
Yay.
And it was about a whole bunch of different things, but one of them was 43%, I believe it is. I'm trying to find the, no, I can't find the exact number, but 43%, yeah, 40, oh no, forgive me, 46%.
Okay.
Of identified Trump voters in this poll taken just last week.
Oh, shit.
Believe that Pizzagate is true and Hillary Clinton and John Podesta were diddling kids in the back of a pizza place.
That can't be true,
that
man.
That is 43%. 46%, excuse me.
So, boy, that's terrifying. To me, that says, is there somebody else going to show up at this pizza parlor with a rifle?
Right.
Shoot up the place?
And we did the story yesterday. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. If you go to iTunes or Stitcher, be really cool and leave us a nice review and all bunch of stars and thumbs up. It helps us out.
Thumbs us up.
But we talked yesterday about how a fake news story got everyone a little nuky.
Oh, yeah.
Over in the Mideast when a fake news story was put out that Israel said something, and then Pakistan was like, we want to remind Israel that we're a nuclear power, too.
God. I mean, we're almost in a world where it doesn't even matter what's real and what's not real because we're getting the consequences of what's not happening anyway. Does that make any fucking sense?
Another question was asked. Oh, by the way. And I don't know what's wrong with these people, but 82% of Clinton voters disbelieve Pizzagate, but that leaves 17% of fucking idiots that voted for Clinton who somehow believe that bullshit is true. And they really need to be,
they must not have
cock slapped.
No, they, there's no way they understood the question. I mean, they must be losing their mind. They're like, God, the person I voted for in the presidential election was running a child molestation ring out of a pizza parlor. Yeah. Come on.
Another question asked YouGov, I believe, was Russia hacked Democratic emails in order to help Donald Trump. Now, all these agencies are saying, yes, that is true. Not only did Russia hack, but they also were explicitly attempting to put the orange Schittler into the office. And there was another report that said they also hacked the Republicans. They have all the Republicans' emails, too.
No shit.
Where did those go?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought that Assange, asshole, over in
he's in Peru?
Ecuadorian embassy
in
London.
In England, hello.
He's been there for years now because the Brits are going to snatch him.
For years. They don't even have a pool.
And I don't know about that. I don't know what the
Ecuadorian in the embassy, I have no idea.
Embassy looks like. It might be quite posh.
Kate, ask Siri if the embassy in Ecuador and the Ecuadorian embassy
I think
in
it's
the
Ecuador.
UK.
It could be Colombian. It could be out of
pool.
But so. It's just been well accepted. Even the FBI came out a week or two ago and said, yeah, we've looked at this stuff. And we also agree that not only did Russia do the hacking, but they did it specifically to help Donald Trump. So this is one of those things that's true and corroborated.
It's true.
87% of people who voted for Clinton believe that the Russians hacked. Guess what the number is for Trump voters?
Oh, shit. Like, low. Tell me it's not under 10.
The number of Trumpsters who think it's bullshit that Uncle Nipples hacked the Democratic emails in order to help Trump, 80%.
So 80% believe
it's a lie. Uncle Nipples had nothing to do with it.
So they believe it's a lie. They think, they've deduced that it's a lie. But the CIA, with all their analysts...
And the FBI, and the NSA, and all these other agencies.
They lied then. Then the CIA lied, or the CIA is wrong.
And then if the New York Times does an expose, that's fake news, of course, because it's owned by Carlos Slim, that Mexican.
It's the New York Times, goddammit.
Yeah, well, it's not Breitbart.
No,
it doesn't have the journalistic standards of WND or Breitbart or Info fucking Wars.
Right. Shit. The Daily Stormer, their favorite.
President Obama, born in Kenya.
Yes. Oh, come on.
These are now,
it's,
I believe,
2016.
I believe these are overall numbers. These are not, let me see if these are just.
God, that birther shit. Holy crap. And Kellyanne Conway's bitching about, oh, you're delegitimizing Trump. Stop delegitimizing Trump. God. Nobody's asking to see his fucking birth certificate.
The once a story is believed, by the way, according to this, it seems to stay believed. Dang. Even after complete debunkation.
Don't you think that has to do with less synapses or firing in the brain because these people are fucking stupid?
Well, yeah, and confirmation bias and they're not giving a fuck.
Oh, yes, they don't care.
The 36% of these humans believe that President Obama was born in Kenya still.
Come on.
53% believe WMDs were found in Iraq.
Oh, come on.
And you're going to love this one, Ryan. 31% yes. believe that vaccines have been proven to cause autism.
What?
31%.
These are anti-vaxxers.
Percent.
Jesus Christ, these people are going to shoot us back into the Middle Ages. I'm going to get a whooping cough.
Just
and some other
morons.
Weird shit.
How many people believe that millions of illegal votes were cast in the election?
God.
Millions.
Most Republicans believe that.
75% of Clinton voters think that's bullshit.
God.
When 62% of Trump voters say that's true. Two-thirds almost.
But where's the evidence?
There is none.
God, if there were that much voter fraud, wouldn't there be evidence? Wouldn't we have video evidence?
Well, Trump tweeted it, so it's true.
Oh, yeah, okay. But they don't want to believe that the CIA has evidence that the Russians hacked into our election. What about that tampering?
That's a lie.
That's not true. I understand, and they believe what is not true. That's fascinating.
Russia tampered with the vote tallies to help Trump. 50-50 with Clinton. I don't even know if that one's true. I don't think we have any evidence that the actual vote tallies were fucked with. So I think we need to educate some of our brethren and sisterin and otherin on the fact that that's Russia didn't necessarily. We have no evidence that Russia actually tampered with any machines or
they hacked emails,
fudged anything. They hacked emails and affected the discourse before the election.
Right.
But we have no evidence of Russia sticking their vodka flavor fingers into any actual vote tallies.
Right.
So that maybe is not a great number for Clinton voters, 50-50. Okay. However,
yes,
the Trump voters, 92%. They're sadly, they're on the right side this time, I think. Yeah.
God, but we really do have such a dumb electorate. It's
right.
A bunch of stupid fucking people voting.
And
so disturbing.
This all adds up to the headline over at YouGov, which says, belief in conspiracy theories largely depends on political identity, which means if you're a right-wing Republican, you're likely to believe that Hillary's when she orders a double pepperoni with pineapple, that means a four-year-old in a pinafore.
I was wondering which. Right. Four-year-old in a pinafore. Well, that's a pinafore is a pastry.
Well, that's the...
isn't it?
No, it's a little...
An apron.
Yeah. It's
like a pizza apron. No.
It's a fancy little doily. Like,
oh, okay. God, I thought it was a pastry.
So... it says belief in conspiracy theories depends on which side of the spectrum you fall on. So I don't. How do you get through to these people?
You don't. You wait for them to croak.
How do you get through to these
There's
people?
Nothing to be done. They're stupid. There are just stupid people out there that their minds can't be changed because
they don't want them to be.
You're trying to get a car to fly.
81% of Clinton voters say no, vaccines have not been shown to cause autism.
Thank you, Jenny McCarthy, and thank you, Jim Carrey.
Now, at least the Trump voters are on the right side of this one, too, but there's far more that do believe it. Only 18% of Clinton voters, and shame on them, believe that vaccine has been shown to cause autism, but 31% of Trump voters.
God damn.
31% of Trump voters have been shown believe that it causes autism.
God, that's a lot of people, man.
Possibly including the incoming POTUS.
No, yeah, we don't know, right? He hasn't really said if he's an anti-vaxxer.
He's tweeted shit about vaccines.
God. You see, like, we don't have a role model. I mean, I know we're not supposed to find our role models in athletes and celebs and shit like that, but damn, you're president. You figure, I mean, if such a thing as role models exist, you'd think it would be your president.
17% of Clinton voters.
Yes.
And about the same number, 15%. Really, what's going on with the Clinton voters in this one?
Who knows?
Believe that the U.S. government helped plan the 9/11 attacks.
Well, you know, there's a lot of that going on. I mean, you know, that's not so much the 9/11 truthing
movement. That's saying the U.S., it was a false flag. That the U.S., somehow George Bush, as evil as I think, as I believe and I know, Dick fucking Cheney is,
yes,
and as stupid and gullible and complicitly evil W was, and all that whole evil cabal, I don't think they... nobody sent a memo, hey, could you steer a couple of planes into a couple of buildings for us so we can go get Iraq's oil?
The idea that the government facilitated that really gives the Bush administration a lot of credit.
Right.
Planning.
Right.
An organization.
And you really
got to
believe.
Shit like that.
I mean, you really got to believe at a massive level. That there's these lies and conspiracies, and nobody in the hundreds and hundreds of people who are supposedly involved in this conspiracy, nobody got wind of it and said, well, that ain't right.
No.
We shouldn't be flying planes into our own buildings to drum up support for a war that because George W. was still butthurt because his daddy didn't finish the fucking job on Saddam.
Well, I mean, and the truth is, 9/11 happened because our government was just ineffective.
Right.
Right? I mean,
we're not saying that there aren't some cover-ups and some bullshit, especially with complicity with the Saudis, how they might have been involved.
Yes.
And the Bin Laden family was trucked out, shipped the fuck
that's
out.
Right.
Right.
Yes,
right after that,
absolutely.
Because George Bush was quite lovey-dovey with all these Saudis and with the Bin Ladens that were still, they disavowed Osama, but nonetheless, they were all here. A lot of them here in the States were rich, rich fucking assholes.
Yeah.
And they got a special plane when there were no planes flying.
Do you think the 9/11 truther movement, do you think those people voted for Trump? I'm going to say yes.
This kind of says that if you're into conspiracy theories, you're more likely to have voted Trump.
Because we have a POTUS that says things like, well, I don't necessarily believe that, but there is something there and we should look into it. Like, isn't that how he relates to the old anti-vaxxer movement? Like, maybe, there are these cases. You never know.
Some people are saying.
Some people that aren't fucking scientists or doctors that are robbed. Some people are saying, meaning Rob Schneider.
He's also said some people don't believe that part of the Constitution that says if you're born here, you're a natural born citizen. Some legal experts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Present them, please.
Citations. A prayer rug is not a soccer jersey.
Is this true?
Or vice versa.
Debbie Reynolds rushed to the hospital.
Oh, shit. That's Princess Leia's mother.
Debbie Reynolds suffered a medical emergency, possible stroke. EMTs raced to the scene. She was at her son Todd Fisher's home in Beverly Hills at 1 p.m. Pacific, so about an hour and a half ago. They called family sources tell us they called 911 to report a possible stroke. So,
oh,
I mean,
God damn it.
Stressful
man.
Times, Debbie Reynolds.
Gotta feel bad for their family. Shit.
She was at her son's house discussing funeral plans for her daughter.
And then she had a stroke.
Who Alex Jones said was killed by Hollywood.
That's right.
Go to yesterday's show, crabdiving.com, iTunes, and Stitcher.
According to Alex Jones, Hollywood is a well-oiled, coordinated, diabolical fucking machine of... I mean, they can take down anybody. Yeah, well, they're the Illuminati, right?
We've worked in Hollywood. We've worked on productions. We've worked in studios and stuff. They
are not the Illuminati. Going on, yeah. They spend lots of money and make lots of stupid, shitty products and are afraid to make decisions and have no idea what is interesting and or good. But yes, they all conspired to kill Carrie Fisher at the same time.
Debbie Reynolds, 84 years old. We wish her well.
Oh, shit, man.
Sad news there.
Crabby vibes.
Good crabby vibes being sent.
Debbie Reynolds.
Send your prayers, everyone. Oh, they're so effective.
What was she? What's she famous for?
Debbie Reynolds. She was a big effing star back in the 50s and 60s.
She was in Singing in the Rain.
She was in Singing in the Rain. She was a...
Gene Kelly.
A lot of musical movies. And okay. She's kind of an icon of Hollywood.
Right.
Back in the day. And married to Eddie Fisher.
Okay.
Who... apparently spreading his seed all over Hollywood because he was married to
grab an umbrella.
He was married to Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, Elizabeth Taylor, right. Yeah,
so so there you go. We'll keep our ears peeled and our eyes peeled on what's going on with Debbie Reynolds.
Is Elizabeth Taylor alive?
No.
Okay.
We've got
checking in on everybody.
What else are we talk about here? Let's we haven't played a clip of the Resistance. From Keith Olbermann.
Oh, I love
in
this.
A while. There's a newer one out, and there's a good section at the end. This one is
I love this show.
The most recent, I think he's been off for like a week or two for the holidays.
No, come on, Keith, get back to it.
New ones will be out soon, according to his Twitter feed. So they're just taking a wee little bit of time off.
Yeah, the show's 8 minutes. Don't take a wee bit of time. Get back to it, Governor.
That's right. God damn it. The crabs have been going, only taking a day off or two here and there.
What are you making on your fucking show, Keith?
And the only reason we took those days off is because we were in the fucking car.
We're driving. Tirelessly.
I guess we could periscope that shit when we're in the middle of Texas or something.
Maybe if I can get my AT&T shit straightened out, you mother. AT&T.
Yeah.
But can I ask a question? Why are my phone calls showing up on my iPad? Why would that be? How would that even be?
Oh, because they're synced.
I don't have phone service on this.
I don't know.
I'm getting fucked by AT&T. I know it. I'm going to get a bill for like $8 million.
Keith Olbermann. Here's Keith Olbermann, The Resistance. Here's the last part of the most recent one.
To sign exactly where they tell him to sign. Close your eyes for a second. Imagine you're on a ship that has just sunk and sunk quickly. You have popped up to the surface next to a large empty lifeboat. It is stocked with provisions, two oars, and room for several dozen people.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you on board?
You have my attention.
Your ship went down. Right. And
the shit is about to hit the fan.
There's a life raft, two oars.
Okay.
And, he just said it. I don't know why I'm repeating.
Next to a large empty lifeboat. It is stocked with provisions, two oars, and room for several dozen people. What you do next defines, to me, mankind. There are generally two responses. In the first, you get in the lifeboat. You assess exactly how many other people can safely fit in, how long you can all last, and you begin to pull in other survivors still in the water, trying to bring in women and children first, and injured, but also people to help you help them and to row this big boat. In the second response, you get in the lifeboat. You assess exactly how long you could last if you ate all the food by yourself. And then you pick up one of the oars and you start swinging it at the other survivors still in the water, killing them if possible, to make sure you are the only one in the boat.
So in this scenario, the libtards are the ones who are like, we can all share everything, get in the boat.
Yes.
And the conservatives are the ones who are saying, get the fuck out of the boat.
Fuck you.
Whack. Right. Wait, there's a brown one. For sure he ain't getting in here.
Yeah, because, hey, the libs are takers.
You assess exactly how long you could last if you ate all the food by yourself, and then you pick up one of the oars and you start swinging it at the other survivors still in the water, killing them if possible, to make sure you are the only one in the boat. The first response makes you a liberal, also known as a human being. The second response makes you a conservative. Open your eyes now. Surprisingly, as seen in the Banana Republicans' Social Security...
I love that. That's how he refers to them.
Brilliant.
And he'll never say President Trump. It's just Trump.
Liberal, also known as a human being. The second response makes you a conservative. Open your eyes now. Surprisingly, as seen in the Banana Republicans' Social Security play, it now turns out there's actually a third response to this. In this one, you actually help a couple of other survivors into that lifeboat, and then, as they are leaning over the side trying to help pull up others, you kill them with the oar, and then you steal their wallets off their dead bodies so you can make a profit off of them. That third response, that makes you Donald Trump. Resist.
I love it.
The third response makes you Donald Trump. Kill them and take their money and profit from them.
I got mine.
There was another, in some of the comments, there was another scenario that they say is also likely with what's going on right now. And that was they would let one or two people into the boat and make them row while you're sitting there.
Wow.
And then don't only feed them enough to keep them alive and keep them working.
Well, that makes you Paul Ryan.
That makes you, yeah.
Mitch the bitch.
A Republican, a trickle down.
But Donald Trump is different.
Keith says he's Donald Trump tyrant. is gonna kill them as they're coming in, take their shit, and then throw the bodies overboard.
What is that? That's not even fascism. That's like being a tyrant.
That's evil capitalism.
That's Game of Thrones.
At work, yeah. And then the moron Trumpanzees are like, well, he's a good businessman. That means he's better than us.
You know what's so bizarre to think about? Like, how has the GOP co-opted the Jesus thing?
Well,
how have they done well. and done it, like, handily. You're so right.
Sure.
How have they gotten the evangelical vote on their side when they do nothing that is remotely evangelical? That's got to be the biggest fail of the libs. That take
Jerry Falwell Jr. Shit stain. That asshole, that Christo fascist dick who at Liberté University, I'm putting quotes around university, by the way.
And Liberty.
Yeah, right. How many of the students that we got stories were pissed off that it turned into the Trump show? Because didn't Trump announce something there?
Yes, he announced.
There was something that
Ted Cruz.
Oh, Ted Cruz
announced his
run, and it went poorly,
which is crazy because that guy is Mr. Jesusville USA all day, baby.
Yeah, but he remember he gamed the system because they have that weekly or monthly or whatever the fuck it is get together at Liberty University that's mandatory for all the students, and you get like demerited or get out of paddled probably.
Yeah, you gotta go. I gotta go see Ted Cruz.
Put his butt down.
Oh, yeah.
Take his pants down. Whip him on the butt for not showing up at assembly.
Let me turn my camera on. Broadcast this live on Facebook.
A lot of students were pissed off that they were basically conscripted.
Yeah.
Into sitting through Ted Cruz's
"Good God,
I'm running for president" bullshit.
That didn't diminish their view of God or anything like that when they had to watch him talk live. Yeah.
And then remember, didn't Falwell say he was he always is carrying and was now in the middle of a giant theater full of Liberty University students.
How does carrying a gun fall in line with the "What would Jesus do" sentiments? You know.
Protecting.
You know, all I can figure is that the GOP, they fall along the wrong side of women's reproductive rights.
Right.
And then the GOP has used that as a wedge issue for the evangelical voters. Like, they don't have any wiggle room on that. Catholics don't have any wiggle room on that. Abortion is murder, straight up. So, that one issue... You're telling me they won the evangelicals on that one issue? That's amazing. I guess. I can't figure it out
Many
otherwise.
Of them. Yeah. I remember having a little fight on Facebook.
Yes.
With one person who said that. Look, the only issue I care about is that Hillary Clinton supports the killing of millions of babies every year.
The Democrats support abortion. They are pro-choice, so they are, in fact, murderers. And if you vote for murderers...
Well, they don't support abortion.
You are condoning... And I'm going through their fucked up reasoning.
Oh, right, right,
you know
right.
What I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, it's like some weird transitive property.
Yeah.
You support murder. So you're condoning murder if you vote for a Democrat.
Yes.
That's the bullshit. Does that make sense?
Well, and that's the abortion issue is the only one among the lunatic right that I can kind of empathize with. I mean, if you're sincere, deluded, in my opinion, right. But if your sincere religious belief or sincere belief is that when load meets egg, it's a fully formed human being,
right.
and somehow a soul gets downloaded from the vast godly database into it at that moment.
It's an avatar at that moment.
Then I can understand the fervor at which some people are again that.
Right, right.
But, you know, when it comes... But that's religious. That is religious. And in our society, your religion ain't running things.
It is. Well,
it is.
It does,
but, yeah.
Very much so. But, God, it just blows
And you
got
to go
mind.
To science. And science says, look, there's no neurological activity before certain times. There's no... It can't feel... You know, these fetal pain things. It starts feeling pain! Not until 22, 23 weeks, I think, is the average.
And citations don't matter there, right?
Well, right.
They don't matter there because...
Because they believe it was... The soul was downloaded as you guys are smoking cigarettes.
God. That's so screwy.
The what else is going on out there? That was Keith Olbermann. So yeah, follow the Resistance on the YouTube, and I think it's put out by GQ, right?
GQ magazine, yeah. Yes. And I like Keith's sports coverage back in the day. I do the Resistance, Keith, and also do some baseball news. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, he's
I want it.
He's still way into baseball,
right?
Something that might be driving the little orange insecure man, who,
Schindler.
By the way, I don't even think we talked about it. Last night he tweeted, he's all butthurt about, I guess he feels now.
A week ago,
Obama was his friend.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they're very kind. They're very nice. And now all of a sudden, somebody must have gotten to him, Bannon or one of the evil monkeys sitting on his shoulder.
Yes. Is there any other kind of monkey?
There's good monkeys.
I know, I'm just kidding.
There's kind monkeys.
Right. Even the flying ones, you know, I don't know. Curious George.
So 9 hours ago today.
Yes.
Donnie.
Right.
Trump.
Well, you know, the flying monkeys in Wizard of Oz at the end, after the witch was melted, they turned good.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's right. Huh. They gave Dorothy a little back rub.
That's right.
So this was at 6:07 in the morning. But 6:07 Pacific time, because it's the time is geared towards on my machine towards the Pacific. So
it was 3 a.m.
This was 3 a.m.
Bam.
Eastern.
Right.
Wait. Or is it
No. If it's 6 a.m.
No, it
Eastern, it's 3 a.m.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
If
it's
6 a.m. Eastern, it's 3 a.m. Pacific.
But this was 6:07 Pacific, so it had to be 9 a.m. then.
Right.
Regardless. The Trumpenstein monster tweeted, got his fingers on a Twitter again and said, doing my best to disregard the many inflammatory President O, only 140 characters, President O statements and roadblocks. Thought it was going to be a smooth transition, - all caps, not.
And he's in junior high.
Exclamation point. Yeah. Suddenly we're back in Wayne's World.
I feel like I'm listening. Who's that? Little short little kid in Wonder Years. Fred. Whatever.
Fred Savage.
Played by Fred Savage.
Yeah.
Is that who we are? Is that who we are these days? Is Jerry Mathers in the White House? Or more like his shitty friend Eddie?
Eddie Haskell.
Yeah. Eddie Haskell's in the White House, everybody.
That's way before our time. Yeah. Google that shit, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Those are Beaver references.
Right.
He's tweeting about, I don't know what roadblocks... I don't know what TV show he was watching
nine
in the morning, but what story set him off and
can people deduce from words and descriptors he uses in his Twitter as to what he's watching when he tweets? I mean, because he's not, Do you think he's pouring over the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal while he's tweeting?
No, he's watching Fox or Morning CNN Joe or Morning Joe.
God, I mean, see, we don't want to. Do you think Obama gets up, sits there every morning with a smartphone, and he watches all the morning news programs? He's like, somebody say something shitty. I dare you. I'm going to tweet about it.
Right.
That's who this guy is. He's like, somebody come at me. I got, how many followers does this dickhead have on Twitter?
Gazillions.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know how many are real.
Bots.
And how many are fake. Yeah.
Shit.
Really? I mean, look at all the...
come at
so
me.
So many of these responses that we get on the Twitter from these deplorables are fake accounts.
Who wants to fuck with me? That's our president. It's crazy.
So fucking awesome. Well, this is not going to help,
right?
Because another poll released by Gallup.
Poll?
It was YouGov was the earlier one. This one is a Gallup poll. And I have to sneeze.
God Excuse bless me. You. You know, if you don't close your eyes when you sneeze, did you know your eyeballs pop straight
Shoot
out
straight
of
out, yeah.
out of your sockets? Is that true?
Like a cartoon. No. Yeah,
I've never tried it.
The poll says that the most admired man or person of 2016.
Don't say Donald Trump. I mean, come on.
The number one most admired man of 2016.
Jesus.
Beating out.
Right.
The number two, Donald Trump, is Barack Hussein Obama. Still
Bam!
The most admired man in the world.
That's right,
according
baby.
According to this poll.
And soon he's not going to be president anymore. It's going to be Schittler.
Donald Trump in second. I could be most admired if I tried.
How could he be? You know, maybe I don't understand polls and statistics.
Scary.
But if Obama's number one,
Yo.
The guy that got the second largest amount of votes is Trump.
Yes. There's a lot of dummies.
Why does that sound strange to me?
Because it's an American poll.
Oh, God.
It's not a worldwide poll. It was only done here in America.
God, so the results of this poll are polarizing.
And I lied. It's not man or woman. They have the men and women separated.
Okay. Who the women like?
Well, Obama, President Obama.
Yes.
That is his, I want to say it's his... I forget how many times in a row he's won it. A whole shit ton.
Yeah, so when's he going to drop out and let somebody else win?
Come 15th. On. Oh, no, this is Hillary. Hillary Clinton was named the most admired woman in the world.
Okay.
Second, Michelle Obama. Third, Angela Merkel.
Nine.
Now here's where we prepare to jump off of a building. Oh, Oprah shit. Winfrey at fourth. Ellen DeGeneres at five. Then Queen Elizabeth, then Malala Yousafzai, the brilliant girl who got shot in the face in Pakistan because she wanted to go to school.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I believe nominated, or did she win the Nobel Prize? Whatever. Now she's an activist going around making sure that girls are getting educations wherever they can.
Yeah, awesome. Good for her.
Condoleezza Rice was next. Elizabeth Warren. Okay. Then here we go. Sarah Palin.
Come on.
At 10th.
Quit joking around. You're being funny.
Sarah Palin beat out Dolly Parton, Carly Fiorina, Barbara Bush, Madeleine Albright, Sonia Sotomayor.
Okay.
Laura Bush and Angelina Jolie were round out with smaller percentages.
Jesus Christ. Angelina Jolie.
15th consecutive year that Hillary Clinton is the most admired woman in the world. According to this poll.
15th.
21st time overall. So she's been number one 21 times in her career.
So this Hillary derangement syndrome is very strange. They make you feel like the people that hate her, that everyone hates her, that everyone thinks she's corrupt. And even the news makes you feel like that. But that clearly is not the case. Most people must... I mean, if she's the how can you be the most admired person in the world and the most corrupt?
Right.
How many times did Trump say she's the most corrupt politician in history?
Which he probably admires.
Yeah, why is that a bad thing right? in his loon?
To Trump.
Oh, yeah. Did you see who he nominated for one of his advisors or some high, like, White House legal position? a guy that's already his fucking lawyer.
Oh, his lawyer, yeah.
Represents him and other interests.
Yeah. I'm going to name my proctologist.
Yeah, what? Just name all your buddies. Let's be honest, Trump. Name all your buddies, all your rich little buddies. They own America now, and we're just little assholes.
Let me see. Obama's win over Trump is largely a result of earning more mentions among Democrats than Trump receives from Republicans. So,
okay,
50% of Democrats said that Obama is the most admired, but only 34% of Republicans chose Trump. Which is still terrifying nonetheless, but
that is very terrifying.
A far lower amount. The remaining of the year's top 10 include Pope Francis, Bernie Sanders,
yes,
Billy Graham, who's
1,700
years old now at this point.
How are we getting this poll is making me nuts because we're getting people that like the people that voted for Bernie Sanders aren't going to vote for Billy Graham. But I guess it's...
Well, there's you know, half of our countries are fucking batshit right now.
Billy Graham?
The Dalai Lama, Netanyahu.
Is, okay.
Bill Clinton, Bill Gates.
The Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
And I think that's great, but who the fuck thinks of the Dalai Lama? I wouldn't think of... If you're like, hey, name me the five most people, the five top people you admire in the country. I would say, I guess I would say like Obama, I don't know, Elizabeth Warren, Booker. I don't know. Who do you like?
Worldwide?
Yeah. Joe Madden, manager of the Cubs.
You're right. Oh, yeah, of course.
Kate the dog.
This is Obama's ninth consecutive win, by the way.
Congratulations.
9 years in a row, Obama has been chosen as the most admired man on the planet
And you're going to win next year.
U.S. Americans.
We're going to have some horrible catastrophe happen, God forbid, in this country. Trump's not going to know what to fucking do. He's not even going to want to deal with it.
Well, yeah, he hasn't tweeted about this one yet. I'm just waiting.
Do you remember in that episode, the whole season of 24, there was an arc, a narrative, where the former president came back in and saved the fucking day because the current president couldn't goddamn handle
it. Right.
And you know that president that fucked up, that shit the bed in 24?
Yeah.
The guy who made all the crazy fucking facial expressions?
Yeah, we saw him in a play.
Well, yes, and I saw him at a Starbucks in Silver Lake one day.
Really?
Ordering a latte, just like everybody else.
That they tend to do that. So there we go. We're just waiting for the response from the Trumpenstein monster.
Right.
Oh, all butthurt about this poll. Already a lot of the tweets you're seeing are, oh, you believe these are the same polls that said that Hillary would win bigly.
Yay.
So you believe polls, you libtard.
Yeah, don't believe the media. They're lying to you. We got them all locked up in a cage back. You can go spit on them if you want.
And the polls weren't wrong. The national polls by election day had Hillary winning within the margin of error.
Right. But are you calculating the FBI director's announcement?
Well, no. And there were
that's
some
the one thing.
There were some, you know, really optimistic and partisan ones that,
yes,
like the HuffPo was up at like 98% or something silly like that. A lot of the mainstream, like 538 and stuff like that, they've tried to shit on Nate Silver on the right and say, "Oh, who believes you anymore? You said Hillary would win."
Who knows? Maybe
and then
Nate
Silver says, well, you know, this was the margin of error. And we were right. It was within the margin of error.
See, that's nuance. Maybe that's not even a nuanced way to look at it. That's actually just looking at the goddamn numbers and the results. But again, people are stupid.
Another indignity. Now, the funny thing is that
indignity
after Obama's election.
Yes.
The world did not respond with mockery. The world did not respond.
Well, the world, that's correct.
Humor. Well, we're here.
Some people wanted to see his fucking birth certificate.
And with Trump now, we're just seeing story after story of these other countries that are just laughing, scared, but laughing their asses off at what the hell America has done. There was a story up on our Facebook the other day about a Russian journalist who was just over in Russia, and she said that they're literally laughing their asses off at us and they can't wait to take advantage of Trump.
Why do they think it's funny though? Because to me, I would be like, oh, you great job.
Well, Russia.
Yes, but do you see that a major nuclear power is said that they wanted to, maybe we're going to restart the arms race. Wouldn't that make you nervous if...
Well, not in Russia.
It makes everybody nervous.
They've
Why?
Had their own Trump for the past, whatever.
Like, oh, please. They're probably like, hey, get used to it.
And they don't get real news because Putin made sure that he started disappearing journalists that were against him.
But not podcasters.
Oh, yeah. Well, now in China.
God, he's mentally ill.
There is a giant statue.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Did you see this? Go to our Facebook page. You can see a picture of it.
Oh, I love it.
A rooster styled to look like President-elect Donald Trump recently became the mascot of a Chinese mall.
It's a rooster. I saw that. I'm like, it's a chicken. But no, you're right. It's a rooster.
Oh, yeah, it's got his ridiculous hair on it. Oh, and yes. It's doing one of its hands... You know, one of its wings is doing the okay symbol like Trump does all the time. The other one's pointing.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's the only two hand gestures he appears to have.
That and the Sieg Heil. That's more of an arm gesture.
And it's a businessman over there who's selling replicas of the Trump rooster. Said, I think the rooster is very cute and funny. The hairstyle and the eyebrows look very much like Donald Trump. I'm sure it will attract a lot of customers. He finds it hilarious. There are four stores selling these versions of the Trump rooster.
Yes.
You can get the smallest for $57, or you could buy a 32-foot tall version for $1,700. I want to do a GoFundMe.
Good God.
And I think the crab diving...
A 32-foot tall...
ranch should have a 32-foot tall Trump as a rooster.
Well, you know, I sort of agree with you, but if we move this operation to Florida or anywhere in the South, if you have tornadoes, I mean, then the joke's on us. They're a big, gigantic sculpture.
As it goes,
a hole through the house.
And it goes rolling through the nearby trailer park.
Oh, yeah. Then we're going to be hated.
A Trump statue.
Oh, yes. You got to keep your Trump hate on the DL down here.
Over at the Hill, it says, this is not the first Trump-related joke in China. Noted that he has been a large, quote, subject of mockery.
Oh, yes. Sure.
For instance, after Trump's phone call with the president of Taiwan, which created an incident, the Chinese state-sponsored media called him a diplomatic rookie.
Yes.
The People's Daily, which is their state-run media newspaper, mocked Trump on the Twitter, showing... a picture of Donald Trump side by side with a bird that has what looks like Donald's hair. And it said, meet the pheasant elect. Bird sporting Donald Trump's hairstyle soars to internet fame in China. And that's their state-run media, their main news outlet there.
Well, maybe Trump has something with his Breitbart thing. I mean, maybe we are behind the times. Where's our state-run media? What's wrong with that?
It's coming, yeah. Trump TV and
well, that's what the fuck he was going to create if he didn't get elected anyway, right? So why doesn't he just do it?
Well, right. Well, I don't think he found out there wasn't the money.
Yeah,
like he could have done something on the internet or whatever, but you just don't launch a cable news network like that, and nobody wanted to give him money. Remember, there were stories of his son-in-law Jared Kushner.
Yes.
Running out with his hat in his hand saying, can you, do you want to donate to this? And everybody was like, no.
No, because listen, it would be different if Trump's base had like buying power. If you could get them to go buy into his Trump TV and all that shit. But like, that's not necessarily true because there are people with money that like Trump, right? It's not just a bunch of fucking idiot yahoos running around.
Well, I think they like Trump because they... see more dollar signs. They get to turn over more poor people and shake them and they hit them on the head with the oar and pick their pockets and throw the body out of the fucking lifeboat.
But somehow they're able to compartmentalize what the Trump administration will mean for people of color and to gay people. Somehow they're able to look past that.
Well, they don't care.
Yeah.
Because they got theirs. They're rich and fuck everybody else.
God, that's insane. That's what a fucking Listen, I'm not perfect, but damn, that's a goddamn flaw. A horrendous personal flaw right there, man.
We need compassion,
you dickhead.
We need to get some security for Lindsey Graham.
Oh, shit, Lindsey.
And for maybe John McCain.
Doesn't Lindsey wear a rapier around with a sash around his waist and have a dueling pistola shoved in his pants? Something
Republican
like that.
Senator Lindsey Graham.
Say it, phase his own stun.
Here he is sitting with John McCain.
Yes.
On CNN, Clinton News Network.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. That
fake
was hilarious.
News. Fake news.
Boy.
They played a direct quote of direct video of Trump. It's fake.
Trump said something stupid, and they played the clip and then said it was stupid. That's here, it, right?
Here they are talking about what's going on with Russia. John McCain and Lindsey Graham, two senators that are pissed off about the Russian involvement in our election.
Oh,
and they're
yes.
saying, regardless of the outcome of the election, we got to look into this shit.
Wait, so these are Republicans that don't like Russia? How weird.
Here they are.
He's had multiple opportunities, and I do want you to answer, Senator Graham, to both before and after the election to accept that assessment, and yet he's doubled and tripled down on talking about a cozier relationship with Putin, denying the intelligence community's assessment. What are you going to do, Senator Graham and Senator McCain, if he doesn't change his tune, in effect, on Russia?
There are 100 United States senators. Amy Klobuchar is on this trip with us. She's a Democrat from Minnesota. I would say that 99 of us believe the Russians did this.
99 of us believe the Russians did this.
You hear that little chuckle in his voice?
I want to know who the one is. It's got to be Sessions.
Oh, yeah, of Alabama. You don't believe, he's about to get a sweet
who's
job.
Who's our fucking incoming attorney general? So if he's out there, the 100 of us that believe that Russia's behind this, then they got to be talking about Sessions. Does that mean even Ted fucking Cruz?
Yeah.
Even, who's that nut job from Utah? Mike Lee.
God damn, yeah. That's that guy. But Mike Lee's on the short list for SCOTUS.
For Supreme Court, yeah.
Am I
terrifying.
Wrong?
Terrifying.
Is that true?
No, he was, yeah.
Oh, God.
So Lindsey Graham saying, well, it ain't going to be that easy.
I believe the Russians did this, and we're going to do something about it. Along with Senator McCain, after this trip's over, we're going to have the hearings, and we're going to put sanctions together that hit Putin as an individual and his inner circle for interfering in our election. And
sanctions. We are going to put together sanctions.
Hey, listen, do you remember way back when on a previous episode of Crab Diving, which can be downloaded on iTunes, on Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. Thank you. Listen, wasn't there some funny rant Lindsey had about, was it Ted Cruz or was it Trump?
Well, he was drunk.
Oh, that was the best.
And he was supposed to do some kind of a little roast, and man.
He really let loose. Was
really
that against Donald?
It was all of the above.
Oh,
he took shots all around.
I'm getting out my dueling pistol.
Ah, oh, crap. I just went back too far. Here we go.
Senator McCain, after this trip's over, we're going to have the hearings, and we're going to put sanctions together that hit Putin as an individual and his inner circle for interfering in our election. And they're doing it all over the world, not just in the United States. Estonia is hit all the time. They're interfering in elections and democratic countries' efforts to self-determination all over the world. It's just not in our backyard.
So Uncle Nipples has been busy with his internet evil flying monkeys trying to manipulate public perception in all these countries. And we're just finding out, we just found out like a week or two ago that with the upcoming elections in Germany,
nicked.
Suddenly WikiLeaks has found an interest in Angela Merkel.
Okay.
And they're going to start allegedly hacking Angela Merkel and letting stuff leak out.
So the WikiLeaks... Are they going after anyone running?
I believe they've lost all credibility.
Are they going after anyone running against the populace?
No.
Well,
define populist. I mean, because
like
Bernie's a populist.
Like
Trump. Like a nationalist populist.
Like a nationalist, yes.
No. They are not going after anyone. They've allegedly, according to the New York Times, that the same hackers that got the DNC stuff, got the RNC stuff.
Okay.
And we're like...
Oh, right. Okay, I see what you're saying.
We're just going to bury this.
Right. Why wouldn't they release that as well then?
Because they're partisan hacks. And WikiLeaks, for some reason, but is that's licking that, Trump. I mean, licking Putin taint.
That's what I meant. So they're going after Merkel.
Right.
Because they're partisan. And not after the nationalist she's running against.
Correct. Or whatever right-wing nut job they're going to put
that's
up.
That's what in. I meant.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Oh, God. Here's a fun with racism. Motorist hit with racial slurs after declining to help stranded Trump supporter.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, that's not cool. Somebody said, I was going to help her, but she has a Trump sticker on her car.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's not cool.
Help your fellow man.
You got to help your fellow man. Yeah, remember what FLOTUS said? You go low, we go high, or whatever.
Here's a good one we talked about earlier. This one just popped up over on the Raw story. This is out of North Philadelphia. A Northeast Philadelphia man was ejected from a Catholic church Monday after he interrupted the congregation's midnight mass to deliver a diatribe about the church's sex abuse scandal and Pizzagate.
Okay, now I'm confused. Hold on a second. Are they saying Pizzagate was fake and...
No.
God, okay.
Howard Kaplan, who's a 47-year-old self-professed conspiracy theorist.
Oh, shit, guys.
He gained recognition during the general election when he was standing on road medians throughout Philadelphia, hoisting a sign reading Hillary for prison.
Okay. Loon.
Posted the video to his Twitter feed at Deplorable4L.
Okay.
Probably deplorable for life, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
In the video. Now, he tweeted this. He's proud of it. In the video, he could be heard bursting into the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul.
Right.
Shouting, Pizzagate is real. Pizzagate is real. The Catholic Church has been sexually abusing children, thousands of them for decades. Well, that's right.
I see. This is how this is confusing. I agree with that.
And then went to Pizzagate is real.
Oh, God, guys, come on.
This jerk off is one of the people who traveled to Washington, D.C. in November to protest the poor Comet ping pong pizza place.
If Pizzagate were real, and if Hillary Clinton was indeed involved in child sex trafficking, the Democrats would disavow her. They would push that she be investigated and arrested and blah, 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 blah. I mean, look what they did when, you know, it was discovered John Edwards, golden boy to the Democratic Party, was involved in shenanigans. They ousted the guy, Wiener.
Well, but those are Democrats.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Democrats apparently still have scruples and will hold their people accountable.
Right.
Unlike the Republicans who send John Sanford or Mark Sanford back to Congress.
Yeah, fuck it.
After he was run out of their governor job because he went and disappeared to fuck his mistress down in Columbia or something.
Yes. You don't think, though, that John Edwards could revive that career of his? You don't think he could find
as
his
a Republican?
Way? Oh, yeah, you're right. Sure.
In an interview with the Philly Voice, this moron, Kaplan, said he was protesting Comet Ping Pong because he believes, quote, the pedophile ring goes all the way up to Obama. Adding, it's way bigger than the emails. It's fake. It started on goddamn Reddit.
Right.
It started on fucking 4chan.
And this is a guy shooting out like this is what these conspiracy theory folks always say. You're not seeing the whole picture. It's bigger than just Comet Ping Pong Pizza. Even though Comet Ping Pong Pizza isn't true, it's still bigger than that. You're not seeing the whole picture. But I think we are. I think this person's mentally ill.
Here's a little bit of the video that this jerk off. God, it's this quiet. The church is full for midnight mass on a Monday.
It was Christmas, right?
Pizzagate is real. Pizzagate is real. The Catholic Church has been sexually abusing children
tens of thousands of them for decades. Yeah, don't touch me, okay? Pizzagate is real. Oh, you want to manhandle me? You want to manhandle me?
The security guard who I would advocate for the tasing.
Oh my God!
Of this asshole.
Oh, you want to manhandle me?
No.
You want to manhandle me?
No,
you want to manhandle me?
Let's
yeah. Yeah? Get your fucking hands off me. Get your fucking hands off me.
Get
your hands off me.
Get out of the church.
I'm going out of the church. I'm going out of church.
Get out of the church.
Yeah. Right now.
Okay.
So this asshole proudly posted this on his Twitter. He's so thrilled that he did this.
Oh my fucking God. Hey, if you're a loon and you want to break in somewhere and scream out your beliefs and stuff. This is going to sound nice. Would it occur to this guy to go get any vocal training or something? Because he's not well-spoken. I could have
well,
done this
he's
better.
He's a moron.
Pizzagate is real. Pizzagate is real.
But he's a fucking idiot. What do you?
Why doesn't he lean into the why doesn't he find, he needs to find like the rhythm of the speech and lean into the cadence. He needs to find something. He's just not very well spoken.
And in typical conspiracy theorist fashion, they marry something that has truth to it, which is Catholic diddling, to a fake theory.
Oh, yes. All right. God damn it. That's what they say. They say, listen, so you're telling me there's no diddling going on at this pizza place, but there is at the Catholic Church?
The Pizzagate conspiracy theory has been thoroughly debunked by authorities, but the sexual abuse scandal in the Catholic Church is very much real.
Damn it. I mean,
according to CBS News,
fake news.
The Vatican has responded to more than 3,400 cases of sexual abuse in the past decade. And those are the ones that we know about.
Pizzagate is real. Pizzagate is real. Could you imagine you're in church and you're like, what the fuck is this? Who is this guy?
Right.
I would, you know, man.
You fucking manhandle me. Fucking manhandle me.
You know,
and then he's like, who knows even what's happening?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's making it, his camera phone, whatever he's using, it's, you can't see what's happening. Because it's all shaky and everything. And it's obvious that he's probably faking that to make it look like this poor security guard at fucking midnight mass is beating the shit out of him.
You know, I mean, I would be terrified, dude. You're in a church. I would be like, where's his gun? Is he going to pull a gun out and start shooting us, right, mowing us down?
I feared for my life.
Yeah.
Stand your ground, people.
Oh, God.
Against assholes like this.
Did I say something wrong? Tens of thousands of kids. It's all over. Yeah, I'm not coming back. Yeah, okay. Tens of thousands of kids.
Right. The pizza place?
No.
Oh, the church. Right.
Yeah, he's got a point there.
Yes, we agree with you.
Yeah.
But going into midnight mass at a local Catholic church is not going to help the issue.
This guy.
How is that going to help?
Unless
he thought underneath the robe right now was a 3-year-old, the priest is waving his magic.
You know, I got to tell you, I mean, it isn't crazy if to protest. Like how the Catholic Church has handled the sex scandal at any service they're holding. I mean, it is their church.
Not at the church.
But not yelling in the middle of the service,
right,
is wrong, but maybe standing outside with a sign or something.
Sure.
That's reasonable. But this guy is mentally ill.
At their Catholic headquarters or whatever, wherever the local cardinal lives or wherever the local bishop lives.
But there's no way this is connected to Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
Zero.
Because that's fake.
And that was his opener.
That's his opener.
Are you saying real? Pizzagate is real.
Do you think he has more to give? You think he's got more? Do you think he believes in other conspiracy theories?
I don't think he got through all everything before this evil security guard started manhandling him.
You know,
you're going to manhandle me? Get your fucking hands off. You're going to manhandle me?
Listen, at Vile Experience. Now, do you think we went out to eat last night? We don't have to say where, but we went to eat last
Waffle
night.
Waffle House?
Right. Well,
I loved it.
Yeah, but do you think the guy we spoke to believes in that? Do you think he believes the Comet Ping Pong Pizza thing is real?
Oh, we have to go back tonight.
We got to go back and ask.
And see
that
if
guy.
He's working tonight. The quite a late night festival going on at the Waffle House here. We were the only ones in there.
God, I know. And you know what, the table, it has that little, we were the only ones
after
in there.
That, yeah, a couple people were there that left, but by the time we got our full meal of entertainment with the cook opining on all kinds of shit.
Let me tell you something. If you run into the guy ran into, don't you? Yeah, he had a flip. He had a flip phone.
Flip phone
held together with duct tape. And if you cross him in any kind of way,
oh yeah,
he is calling the Gulf Breeze Police Department.
I will call the Gulf Breeze Police Department, and he wouldn't swear. Did you notice? He goes, "Somebody, oh yeah, people call up harassing us all the time. They're like, you from this and you
from
that."
You know why he wouldn't? Because I think he's afraid we'll Yelp him or something. We'll say that this guy was cursing at us.
Oh, maybe we were encouraging him.
You know, the funny thing is, you went to the bathroom just for a second, and while you were gone, you weren't even how long? You're probably gone 3 minutes.
Yeah,
and he. I don't know how he did it, but he went Hitler. He offered.
Oh, I missed Godwin.
Yeah, he got Godwin's law so quickly. He told me that if he traveled back in time, he would shoot Hitler in the head.
Oh, that's what that was.
Damn! I mean, he got to it so quickly.
I came back and I heard you saying, yeah, I guess I would go back in time and kill Hitler as a baby, too.
Yeah, I was trying to. I wanted you to hear what he said. And I was trying to get him to elaborate, but then he was done. I don't even know. I can't even begin to explain to you how he got into, you know, because a lot of people like to say that. If I went back in time, I would kill Hitler. He got there so quickly.
Man.
And he said, my favorite thing is, like, he had some, I don't know, disagreement with Waffle House about his paycheck.
Yeah.
And he called the police on his manager because his paycheck was wrong.
That's right.
Don't fuck with this guy. Do not fuck with him. He will not be fucked with.
There you go.
Meanwhile, he's not doing a great job for his viewers of chronicling what's going on here. It sounds like he dropped his phone in his pocket and he's just walking away now.
He's not very good.
So that's it.
It's insane.
I don't know if he was arrested. He should be arrested. Why was he not arrested for this outburst?
We might have been disorderly conduct.
Yeah, disturbing the peace.
It's private property, right?
Imagine if he were black.
Oh, he would have been shot, though.
Yeah.
And with the crazy thing is, I mean, when you see a white person walk in starting to go crazy, where there's lots of people in a room doing so, I'm like, I would be really nervous about a gun. I'm serious. They go into these fucking movie theaters, they shoot up the place. Who knows? Oh, God, I hate when people start going crazy like that. It makes me nervous.
Follow us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Don't forget Facebook. All the social medias, Instagram. You can see pictures of the Waffle House on Instagram. Oh, I think I put them up on my personal Instagram at Vital Experience, but we'll put them up on, we'll put one or two of them up on the official Crab Diving joint also.
By the way, shout out to at Brunto Fit All.
Okay.
Thanks for the retweet.
Thanks.
He retweeted a tweet.
Cheers to Celeste again. Hi.
Cheers. Embrace madness.
I've got a little story here that is I guess sad but also not on at the same time. This is, you know, we've seen these pictures of Uday and Kusei Trump.
Yes,
the Trump crotch spawn,
right.
Holding up various dead animals,
right,
that they sow manly and testosterone-ly killed.
Oh, yes.
Because that's what men do.
Look at my big balls.
They go out to probably some sedated animal that's out in some
is that true?
Refuge.
When they hunt these tigers and lions and such things.
Yeah, some of them got caught.
They're on Xannies.
Yeah, they're like they toss half of a dead elk out with stuffed with Ambien.
God, how much Ambien do you give a rhinoceros?
I don't know. It's not on the... I don't think it's on the side of the bottle.
Put a little hunk of peanut butter. Massage your throat and they swallow it.
And this guy is a veterinarian, but a big game hunter. Luciano Ponzetto is his name, 55.
Don't they have to take like the Hippocratic Oath, but for animals?
No.
Okay.
He sparked worldwide fury posing next to a lion he killed.
Oh, God.
And he received death threats and hate mail after that post.
Yes.
This must be a British site because
hello.
After he posted the snaps of him.
The snaps.
With the lion on social media last year, he insisted he had done nothing wrong. But the controversy forced him to step down as medical director of a kennel business after he was slammed for shooting the lion, despite being a veterinarian who's supposed to save these little furry friends' lives.
How do you... God damn, that's weird.
Well, Ryan, a tragedy has happened.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Ponzetto was out hunting with his pals when he slipped on the ice and fell down a ravine.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
At the Colle delle Ocche in the hills above the Italian city of Turin.
Hey, go fuck yourself, stupid.
The shroudy city of Turin.
Oh, the shroud of Turin, the diaper of Jesus. Of which he wore on the cross when he was born.
Mm-hmm,
something like that.
Which was painted sometime in the 13th or 14th century.
What do you mean painted?
They've done carbon dating on stuff, on parts of it, and have found that it kind of originated. All the science-y stuff kind of shows that it's probably a medieval forgery.
Was it made in Taiwan?
He had been trying to shoot birds when he passed. And had only recently returned from a killing trip in Canada.
Yes.
Telling friends he bagged several big hits.
Oh, God. What a dick.
Social media, not kind.
Shamed.
Yep. Karma, a lot of people are writing.
Oh, God.
One wrote, I don't see how this man could have worked as a vet and then happily gone out and killed animals.
He compartmentalized. That's how he did it.
An Italian police spokesman said, we were called by the mountain rescue services. Who had been alerted to the incident by someone who was out with him.
Hey.
He perished. His body was recovered by helicopter, taken to local hospital. They say he looked like he slipped and fell while he was hunting. He apparently died instantly. There was nothing that could be done.
Is it saying there it was recovered by helicopter? They don't say by a helicopter in England.
His body was recovered by helicopter.
What's your problem with articles?
I don't think that one's...
Like he was recovered by a helicopter, not by a helicopter.
He was transported by ambulance.
Via. You would say via. I don't know.
So there you go. A little bit. If you're into karma.
You said he was shooting birds. That's what he was hunting.
Yeah. The middle finger.
Right. You know, it just reminds me. Again, at Waffle House, this loon, really nice guy, I think, told us his story about James Doohan of Star Trek, how he was a pilot. In the Canadian Air Force.
Like a bad motherfucker, apparently, if that's true. He was a badass.
I didn't know this. Scotty never had a birdie finger. He lost his finger.
Lost the tip of one of his fingers, yeah. His fuck finger.
Was any of that true, though? Was it true, any of that? Did Scotty fly in D-Day? James Dillon?
I
had no idea. And apparently he was a crazy pilot. Like, he was really good, like. I mean, not that it matters or is relevant to anything that we're talking about. I just happen to remember that part of the conversation last night. It was so bizarre. James
Montgomery Jimmy Doohan.
Oh, they used his middle name, his same middle name as his.
At the beginning of the Second World War, he joined the Royal Canadian Artillery,
Right.
And was a member of the 14th Midland Field Battery, 2nd Canadian Infantry Division.
Okay.
He was commissioned a lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
In the 14th Field Artillery Regiment, blah, 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 blah. Hey. He was sent to England in 1940 for training, saw combat landing at Juneau Beach on D-Day.
Damn! That guy knows his shit at the Waffle House,
shooting
man.
Two snipers.
Holy shit.
Doohan led his men to higher ground through a field of anti-tank mines.
God damn.
Where they took defensive positions for the night, crossing between command posts. At 11:30 that night, he was hit by 6 rounds.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
This is friendly fire. He was hit by 6 rounds fired from a Bren gun by a nervous Canadian sentry.
Damn it, guys!
4 in his leg, 1 in the chest, 1 through his right middle finger.
Oh, my God. But is it true, though, he was saved?
The bullet to his chest was stopped by a silver cigarette case. So everything that we learned at the Waffle House scant 12 hours ago was true.
Yes. Is it true? Do you think that guy at the Waffle House is being truthful when he says with a rifle he can hit a watermelon at a mile away or half mile away?
That's true. So now I'm wondering if he would believe in Pizzagate.
I don't know.
Maybe he's actually a truthy guy.
Yeah.
They did amputate his right middle finger, right. Something that he would later conceal during his career as an actor.
What would he do? Would he put a fake one?
Put his hand in his pocket or something. Don't give somebody the finger. Use your left hand.
Tie a cigarette around the end of it, Captain.
So there you go, James Doohan.
Right.
He's fucking badass. He really is.
Good for him. Shit.
And sadly taking friendly fire, but.
Then he had to play second fiddle to James T. Kirk, to Shatner. Disgraceful.
And they all hated
him. Disgraceful, of course.
They all hated Shatner.
He was an asshole.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We got a little bit, about a half hour left here on the big show, and we will not be returning until next Monday, next year, 2017. Gotta be better than this fucking 2016.
Oh, yeah. This is the last episode of 2016. This is our 2016 wrap-up show.
We will be back on the 2nd of January, 2017.
Right.
And I'm sure I'll say 16 for a few days on the show until I get used to that shit. It's like writing checks.
I know.
Which nobody does anymore.
Right.
Here's a story. This is just, I think this is the future.
Yes.
Part of our future in this dystopian corporate fuckwad billionaire run world that we're having. This oligarchy
it.
Of the world.
Okay.
In my hometown, sweet home Chicago.
Yeah.
Rahm Emanuel, not the greatest choice for
kind of a
mayor.
Dick.
This is kind of a dickhead. But
bad to teachers, right?
Pardon me?
Bad to teachers,
oh,
Rahm.
Yeah, really horrible.
What's his problem? And he's a Democrat.
They're calling it an ostentatious display of one-upsmanship.
One-upsmanship, hello.
That a man named Christopher Reyes,
yes,
who is a food and beverage distribution mogul,
no shit,
whatever that means, a billionaire with a B, estimated the 206th richest American with a net worth of $2.9 billion.
Is he an oligarch?
Well, listen to this. Wrote to Rahm Emanuel, the mayor,
okay,
in August of last year, with the subject line, street closure for my daughter's wedding.
Now, come the fuck on. Come the fuck on!
Reyes has a home in Lake Forest, has been a major donor to Rahm Emanuel and to Illinois and to Illinois Republicans. So that tells you what a shithead of a Democrat Rahm Emanuel is.
Right. It's a shame Daley wasn't in office. He would have closed that street for sure.
He asked for the city to shut down Monroe Street downtown.
Oh,
for
my
those
God.
Of you that know Chicago, that's a really big fucking busy street down in the center of downtown Chicago.
There's a subway stop, a Monroe Street subway stop. It's a thoroughfare. You can't shut that down.
This email was released. There was one of these freedom of information requests.
Yes.
There were hundreds of email released by the mayor's attorney in recent days as part of a settlement of a lawsuit with the Better Government Association.
Okay.
Who apparently sued and said, you got to release those fucking emails. See, even the Democrats are trying to do that shit.
Right, right.
He wanted the mayor to shut down Monroe Street for 2.5 hours on a Saturday evening.
What the fuck? That's a theater night. The Chicago theater's there. You know, people are out doing stuff.
Quote, we hope the street could be closed for our guests' passage from the Art Institute of Chicago to the reception across Monroe.
What if they just walk? What if they...
Well, but they have to wait for red lights and, and people who aren't billionaires.
God, I bet they're driving...
How dare they?
This is insanity.
This is where the e-guillotines need to come out.
Yeah, take out e.
We don't take it.
Hyperbole.com.
Rahm Emanuel never responded.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
And it's funny here over at Raw Story, it says, alas, Emanuel did not respond to the email, leaving Reyes, his daughter, and their guests to slum it by crossing the street like ordinary mortals.
Oh, my God. That's a crazy story, man.
But how soon before that shit starts happening? How soon before a Trumpian administration would say, oh, yeah, we'll shut it down for you?
Well, listen, I don't mean to take shots at
There are black people walking on that street, yes. Ryan.
No, is that true? I need confirmation. Don't you? Can't you see Mayor Daley doing this, though?
I don't know. I mean, that's particularly egregious. I know.
But it is Chicago.
True.
I mean, it's Chicago, man.
Not Daley Jr., Papa Daley, maybe.
Papa Daley, sure. He'd be like, yeah, I'll close the street down. And also, whose skull do you need me to bash in?
So there you go. A little, you talk about.
Didn't Richie Daley crack skulls?
Rich privilege. Well, yeah.
Richie Daley Sr.
1969 Democratic convention. And wasn't it 69? And
yeah.
Where they were, didn't he say shoot to kill or something like that?
Fuck it.
He wanted the police to shoot to kill protesters.
You goddamn right. We could shut that street down. Who cares? Monroe Street. Can you imagine?
Possibly the sign of things to come where instead of being ignored, some rich asshole or oligarch, fuckwad,
right.
Parasite on fucking society
Boy.
Will, we'll shut down the city for you. Don't worry about it.
Look
what they're doing in New York for Trump already. And the extra millions. Can you imagine? Trump has said, well, I'm gonna go to Mar-a-Lago every once in a while. I'm going to stay in New York. So we're going to need millions and millions of extra dollars to protect this orange fuckface because he doesn't feel like staying in Washington.
You know, it's funny.
You know, there's a lot of black people in Washington, D.C.
Oh, is that true? Kellyanne Conway not too long ago made some, I think when she was interviewed by Maddow, she made some comment about Barack playing golf or I forget it. You know, and what? So Schittler is going to be at Mar-a-Lago. He's going to be in Trump Towers. Is he ever going to be at the White House? I mean, the hypocrisy is off the chain.
And I think it was Joy Reid tweeted something recently. We've talked about it before, too, about how, okay, so now Trump property is worldwide because he's not going to divest. He's not going to, I'm going to put it in a blind trust.
Yeah, fuck that.
Ivanka's going to wear a blindfold.
Everybody's blind.
When she's making phone calls. When she's sitting in on the meetings with the Japanese fucking prime minister, who there's a giant state-run bank there, which Ivanka was doing a deal with for some of her stupid clothing that's probably made by 8-year-olds in China.
And then she sat in on the meeting with the prime minister.
Right, right.
Okay.
Well, she didn't talk about that.
Hey, there's nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. Just a little corruption.
On Wednesday, OC Weekly
found, Orange County, or?
Yeah, found a 2009 interview.
Okay.
With the choice for Donald Trump's choice for labor secretary.
Okay.
What's his last name? Pudzer.
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 The guy from Carl's Jr., correct?
Yes.
What a douche.
He is the CEO of CKA Restaurants, and it was an interview with the California State University professor.
Okay.
During the interview, Pudzer called California a socialist state.
Oh, all right. Socialist state, but he's got a lot of these restaurants there in the socialist state making some capitalistic dollars.
He said, quote, you can't be a capitalist there.
You are, dumbass!
Quote, have you ever been to a fast food restaurant and the employees are sitting and you're wondering, why are they sitting? He asked. They are on what is called a mandatory break. He shared a laugh with the interviewer, saying the so-called nanny state is why Carl's Jr. doesn't open up any new restaurants in California anymore. He's pissed that employees get a legally mandated, probably 15 fucking minute break from standing in front of the fryer.
God, man.
He doesn't, the labor secretary nominee doesn't think that people should have breaks.
And meanwhile, there is a Carl's Jr. in our neighborhood that has one of those kiosks where you can order your food right there.
Already? Really?
Yeah, yeah. We've seen it in there. You can order your food. I mean, a person hands it to you, but they are getting to Robotville, USA.
The purpose of the Department of Labor is to foster, promote, and develop the welfare of the wage earners and job seekers, as well as improve working conditions and assure work-related benefits and rights. Now a man who wants to put a red circle with a line through it all over all of that has been nominated to be running that group.
You know, I worked at Starbucks for a long time, and that's probably, I would venture to say, I don't know, I imagine more so that McDonald's or Burger King or any place like that, they're probably, I don't know, do you think they're better to their workers than the fast food places, Starbucks? I mean, maybe.
Maybe. You have insider knowledge.
Yeah, but, I mean, we got mandatory breaks there. They had to give us, like, we got one, in one shift, we got one lunch break, and then we got a 15-minute break before the lunch break, and a 15-minute break.
You socialist pig.
And
you take her.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, you need them, because you're on your feet.
Too bad. Get a college education, libtard.
What about those people who work in these cubes all day making all this money?
Right.
They
worthless.
Sit.
Parasites on society again.
But God, man, these fast food jobs, you're on your feet. You're either, you know, you're multitasking. If you go to a Carl's Jr. now, the person taking your order at the cash register is also manning the drive-thru with a headset. I don't know how the fuck they do that. I don't know. I mean, it must be stressful. It must be mentally taxing. I'm serious. It can't be that easy. And they're on their feet. And this guy is complaining that that person making nothing gets a 15-minute break.
Yep.
In a shift.
He's on record on record as an opponent of raising the minimum wage. He suggested in 2014 that increasing the minimum wage would also hurt low-wage workers somehow. Even though we have anecdotal evidence now in the evil libtard city of Seattle,
yes,
who passed a higher minimum wage and got rid of that ridiculous slave wage for servers that they somehow get away.
God,
that
$2 an hour?
Singularly, the restaurant lobby and industry has fought for that, to keep the servers poor. Well, they're making so much in tips, we should only have to pay them $2 an hour.
You know, if you want to be a great ruler and a friend of the people, I've had an epiphany. Figure out what big business wants and do the opposite. Right? I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me. God.
At the time that he said increasing the minimum wage would hurt low wage workers, he was earning 291 times more than the minimum wage employees that
Torches.
He was the slave owner for.
Pitchforks.
His company was also hit with a class action lawsuit in 2013
for,
quote, allegedly failing to pay its general managers overtime, even while requiring them to be on call 24 hours a day.
So, okay. But what they'll say is like, well, you're on call, you're at home, it's not like you're working. You can't make
any bullshit.
Plans. You can't make any fucking plans. You can't go anywhere. You're on call for a fast food restaurant. You're not making any money. This is nuts.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich said of Pudzer, the Department of Labor came into his restaurants and found that half of them had wage and labor violations that violated the law of the United States of America.
Half. And that's our labor secretary?
Possibly, if he's confirmed.
Damn. Wow.
Right?
You know, Olbermann's got a point. Trump.
Not President Trump. Yeah,
he's not. Trump is not the president of the guy slinging fries at Carl's Jr.
And they think he is. That's the big, one of the big cons from Don the Con is this blue-collar billionaire bullshit that he's a champion of the working man, when he's fought tooth and nail against the organization of any employees in any of his places.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, though. It's like in California, you know, a lot of those blue collar jobs, they're people of color, minority, Mexican people, Guatemalans, stuff like that. They don't support Donald because of Donald's, you know, racism and all
right.
that shit. So they don't buy into that shit. Is that why we used to have a show on the network called Democracy How? I think reruns air every so often. By the way, the guy that hosts that has gone into hiding. I cannot find that guy
anywhere.
He said that. And I'm not going to say his name because he obviously feels like he needs to go into hiding. But he, after Trump was elected, he goes.
He's the host of a show on that's going to run probably in 20 minutes. It might be on today.
I don't know that his Twitter's still up.
Oh, really?
He went dark, quote unquote. So whatever that means. But that's why he says the revolution will start with the Latino working class. Because the Latino working class, the blue collar Latinos, aren't buying into Trump. Because Trump's a big fucking racist and said they're all rapists.
He's back on Twitter.
Oh, is he? Okay, well. Not on the book of face.
Does that make sense?
You know what I mean?
Yesterday, leftist says liberals are scum. Liberal says, hey, we want the same things. Leftist says, you want to abolish wage labor? Liberal says, LOL, no. Leftist says, scum.
Okay.
Full commie.
Oh, yeah.
He's totally full
commie. But you know what I mean? Did that make sense at all?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm worried. We might have to go underground in the Trumpian future, in the dystopian future.
Ugh, there's snakes there.
How long before they say, you know, those crab diving guys, crab diving, said I was an orange cunt. Gulag for them.
Right. My mom made us a gulag. Gave me one for Christmas.
That's right.
Gave us a mock-up of our...
Here's a gulag diorama. It's hilarious.
It's so funny. We put pictures of that up on our Instagram, I believe. Follow us on Instagram at Crab Diving.
There's a story at Raw Story that's appropriate to where we are right now in Floridia, that the medical marijuana initiative that had passed...
Yes.
They're trying as hard as they can to make it as difficult as possible for people to get their medical weed.
I guarantee you Florida is not going to do that correctly. They won't do it right. They're going to make it so hard that people that need it aren't going to do it.
Patients in Florida suffering from a variety of ailments will technically be able to use legal medical marijuana starting next Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
However, the state still has months to go before the dispensary rules and regulations must be officially implemented.
And by the way, how much you want to bet that's the one business in Florida that's going to have a lot of restrictions on? The only thing they'll have restrictions on, abortion and weed.
71% of voters in Florida approved Amendment 2, a measure legalizing medical marijuana for people diagnosed with HIV, cancer, epilepsy, glaucoma, PTSD, ALS, and a whole bunch of other illnesses that are under a doctor's prescription.
Right.
Only 7 dispensaries are authorized to provide marijuana across the state under the former law. Only 5 weed nurseries are licensed to grow so far. So most people will be out without a place to purchase their legal medical marijuana until 2017 or maybe 2018.
Oh,
even
geez.
Though Tuesday is the day that technically they could do it. But because of none of the infrastructure is in, all these hoops and tap dancing, is it
the infrastructure or is it just the government really doesn't want to do it?
The
pharmaceutical
it's
industry.
The asshole Republicans don't want to do it.
Because they want you to buy your fucking Oxy and your Lord Tabs and all that shit. They don't want your weed.
Panama City Beach Councilman John Reichard said during a city council meeting in November, I suggest that we consider a moratorium on this until the state settles down on what their laws will be, and the country does the same, so we don't do something and we have to undo it 3 or 4 times.
We voted for it, you dickhead.
No,
we
care.
Voted for it.
The Republicans have proven they don't give a shit what the people want and what the people vote for.
What do you do if you're the GOP in Florida? What do you do all day? If you work for Rick Scott, what do?
You can't say climate change.
Oh, no, but you can't say climate change even though your state's about to be underwater.
That verbiage is banned.
Oh, yes. Speaking of the environment and climate, do you know that we're about to be out of cheetahs?
Cheetos?
Cheetahs.
Yeah, I saw that. They're on the endangered list, and their habitat keeps shrinking.
Right.
So there you go. That's what's going on. With that, we've got another example of, I think it's Fox. Of course, it's Fox bullshittery.
Faux news.
And Fox lies.
Right.
That this time they're going after the evil takers of food stamps.
Oh, yes. God damn it.
Fox, quote, news, unquote. Listen to this story.
Food stamps, man.
This is a story they ran.
Food to people that are hungry.
On Tuesday, they asked the question, food stamp fraud is at an all-time high. Is it time to end the program?
Citations!
And on the screen was $70 million wasted on food stamp fraud, according to the USDA.
And file that under bullshit. Is that a lie? No, it's $70 million.
It's true. The SNAP program is $70.8 billion. So if there is $70 million in fraud and waste, that is 0.1%.
Then it's not existent. Like voter, like people, there's no fake voters. But so because there's that much fraud out there, or perceived fraud, we don't even know what that means. Quantify that phrase. What do you mean by fraud? I mean, what do they mean by that, I wonder? Do they mean
It's Reagan's also a fake, talk about fake news, Reagan's welfare queen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How about corporate welfare queens? What about that?
Well, that's what is running the country now.
Yeah.
They're in charge.
Imagine an oligarch fat cat. It lives in a country, in an atmosphere, where he's emboldened to the point where he has the cojones to ask the mayor of Chicago to shut down a road, a street, in the middle of a city for his daughter's stupid goddamn wedding. But the people at Fox News want to take your food stamps away.
And then we found out recently that the Department of Defense, tried to cover up and obfuscate the fact that they wasted and lost $125 billion with a B, double the amount of the entire food stamp program, SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which, by the way, is for kids.
It's for kids. It's for children. Is there anything more heartbreaking than a hungry child?
SNAP overall comprises 0.1% of the entire federal budget.
Oh, my God.
So the entire federal budget is all of it. And then 0.1% of that is fraud.
Hey, listen, you GOP dickhead evangelicals, you better be glad that the atheists are right. There's nothing in the sky. Because if there were, Jesus came back today, he would vaporize your fucking asses. You would be frying in eternal fucking hell.
And
you would be.
By the way, food stamp usage is down to the lowest levels since 2011.
Is that even a good thing? That to me, I don't even know if that's a good thing.
Fewer people are on food stamps.
Do they need it or fewer people qualifying for it?
Well,
need. I mean that that.
Well, and thinkprogress.org.
Yes,
did a report in 2013 finding that the program doesn't even reach millions of people who qualify for it because they get caught up in red tape
or they're goddamn homeless. How about all those
in Republican states?
Oh yeah. How about all those people in California in our neighborhood and those little camps that these camps? I swear to God, man, if you look on every on the 101 and the 10, if you look at every exit on every expressway, there are little shanty towns. That it looks like they're out of stills from the Depression. There are people building little houses out of cardboard and scrap lumber. Are they able to apply for food stamps? Maybe not. They don't have an address.
Yeah. That's part of the problems.
Shit about poverty. And Bernie Sanders, that was a great thing I thought about his campaign. He kept saying over and over again, I don't hear anybody talking about poverty. Nobody's talking about poverty. That's what's his face? God.
And income inequality.
Oh, yeah.
So as our economic indicators go up, the rich are just getting richer. The poor ain't getting better.
What's that? That great black preacher. What's his name? We love listening to him.
Al Sharpton?
No. The guy who,
Reverend Manning?
No, not Reverend Manning. Not the lunatic from New York. No, the guy that takes Obama to task.
Do we like this guy or do we not?
Yes, we love him. I've said repeatedly I want him to run for president. Cornel West all the time talks about poverty. He's like, why are our leaders not talking about poverty? It's insane in Los Angeles. You go down the street and there are tents everywhere. And it's not because those people are scum. It's not because they're bad. It's because something happened and they fell through the cracks. and the government is not taking care of them.
Yes.
And this fucking guy didn't want to raise the minimum wage. He's a labor secretary. He wants to put robots in his goddamn stores. Fuck him.
According to Think Progress, if there is waste in relation to the SNAP program and other government assistance programs, it comes not in the form of recipients abusing the system, but in the form of state governments subjecting citizens to things like unnecessary drug tests.
Oh, yeah.
And other bureaucratic bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Yielding few results. So punish the poor.
I put a story up on our, I think it's going to go up on our Twitter and our Facebook at Crab Diving. I want you to take a look at it because it's this program where in schools they're starting to, they're having this voluntary drug testing program. You can volunteer, you can have your kids participate in this drug testing program. And it's veiled.
Why are schools doing this bullshit?
Well, to see if your kid's on drugs and if he needs treatment. Or is it a way to funnel them into the justice system? Into
the black ones. Yeah,
absolutely. Of course. I mean,
the prison industrial complex needs its black bodies.
Is it about treatment or is it about punishment?
You know? Punishment. Somebody's got to make money off of these private prisons.
God.
There you go. We only got a few minutes left here on the big shoe today.
You know, that's what people said about Reagan when he got elected. They say, you know, Reagan was a great president. He got all these people off food stamps. Well, like you have to get them off food stamps if you just take them away. What do you think they're eating instead of what they buy with food stamps? Cardboard?
Right. And you know, the wet dream of the right is to get rid of them and let, that's what churches are for. But the vast amount of religious-based charities,
yes.
If you want some Salisbury steak, you better pray to Jesus first.
But it's crazy if you have a government. I mean, if that should be your interest, that you should take that responsibility. You should say, I don't want a church or I don't want a private organization to look out for my poor because those are my people. I should take care of them. That's my fucking job. Well, I don't know what your job is, but my job is to look out for these people that are impoverished, don't have a voice, don't have any fucking money. What about that?
Go to school, get a job.
Yeah. Jeez.
As if it's that easy.
I didn't know we'd be yelling so much. Damn it. That guy is right. I just yell.
How can we? Well, we're both yelling. How can we not?
It's insane. It's insane that these guys.
And they're frauds. They're Christo frauds.
Is there anybody that Trump hasn't appointed to his shitty cabinet that doesn't hate poor people?
No. No. No.
Right. No.
Absolutely not.
That's an easy question to answer.
That's an easy one to answer. No. Everybody that he's picking is a horrible oligarch.
Oh, God. I tweeted out douche coverage continues now, and I spelled douche wrong.
Oh, I fixed it on Facebook. I didn't fix the tweet, though.
God, that looks stupid.
And this is, we only got a couple minutes left here. Here is another Florida story.
Douche coverage.
Congratulations, Florida.
Yes.
Because we have a study here that shows that since the passage of the Stand Your Ground, quote, self-defense law here in Floridia.
Okay, we're safer.
Which was the first state to pass the law.
Yeah.
Which allows deadly force if a person believes they face great bodily harm.
By a person of color that's a child with a packet of Skittles in his pocket wearing a hoodie.
A recent study found an abrupt and sustained increase in the state's homicide rate since then.
Wait. Hold on a second.
Gun homicides have jumped in Florida by more than 30%.
Is it the bare minimum that the government, they're supposed to keep us from getting killed? I mean, listen, I'm just talking about a quality of life. More people are getting shot.
The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, found that the monthly rate of homicides by firearm increased 31.6% since the law was enacted in 2005.
By how much?
31.6%.
I'm not a math guy, but is that a shit ton?
Yes.
Damn.
A law professor, Charles Rose from Stetson University's College of Law, said it's not surprising.
Yeah.
Because when you lessen the standard for self-defense, you create more opportunity for the use of deadly force.
Oh, shut up, hippie.
When you have more opportunity for the use of deadly force, you are going to have more fatalities.
Yeah, okay.
There's some of that math again in the transitive property.
Oh, yeah. Imagine you can't convince somebody of that. Oh, my God, we're fucked.
The whiny, bitchy, pissy little Republican who proposed the legislation in the first place,
yes,
said, I do have some questions about the validity of their conclusions and concerns that they may have started with their conclusion in mind. So there it is.
Oh, God. I want a law that says I can shoot any black people I want to.
He says, you do see a continual decline in violent crime since 2005. I want to think that our policies have a part in that. I would like to think that our policies have a part in that. But overall crime... Overall violent crime everywhere in the entire fucking cunting planet is down.
Well, listen, like Junior Soprano says in the great series of Sopranos, I would like a hand job from Angie Dickinson, but it ain't happening.
Florida's crime rate, in fact, has been dropping with a few exceptions, you know, a blip here and there, since the law was passed. But that trend began in 10 years earlier.
Too much. That's too hard. That's too nuanced. Fuck that. Nobody's going to understand that. They're
the
stupid.
Law eliminates the duty to retreat in potentially deadly situations.
Come
so
on.
Before you would say, look, if you can get yourself out of this situation, even if you feel threatened, if you can get the fuck out of Dodge, that's what you have to do. If you had an out and you didn't take it, you could get in trubs for killing somebody, even if they were threatening you. Not anymore.
But doesn't that seem like that law would even be in your own self-interest? You're taking yourself out of a violent situation rather than escalating it.
But then I don't get to shoot a black one.
Good point.
The law which eliminates the duty drew national attention after George Zimmerman fatally shot Trayvon Martin in 2012.
Fucking murderer. He killed a kid. He killed a child. That's what he did.
Defendants can request hearings under the law to ask juries to just drop charges. But defense attorneys must prove that stand your ground applies.
Yeah, and that kid's dead. That's what happened.
Meanwhile, this guy who birthed this heinous law, Senator Dennis Baxley.
Oh, you piece of
shit. A Republican here in Florida.
God, how do you live with yourself?
Would like to expand the law.
Of course he would.
He wants to require prosecutors now, instead of requiring defense attorneys to prove that the law applies, he wants the prosecutors to prove that it doesn't.
Oh my God. That he's proven a negative.
He wants the government to lean towards you gotta prove that they didn't feel threatened by that big black thing.
Shit, what? God damn, that is nuts. That is there anyone in Florida in the legislature saying, hey, that's crazy. We shouldn't do that. That's loony. Come on, guys.
This law professor said the Stand Your Ground law has been and will remain a political statement about the constitutional right to bear arms. It creates misunderstandings and a more dangerous environment on the streets of Florida. Police are against the Stand Your Ground. Well, sane police are against the Stand Your Ground laws. Holy fuck, we gotta go.
Oh, yeah, we gotta
really
go.
Quickly. Thanks for joining us here, ladies and gentlemen. We're back Monday. Don't forget, Ryan's gonna be doing some comedy. Follow him. Rated R Comedy, at Rated R Comedy, and at Rated R Comedy.
Yes. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
Have a great long weekend, everybody.
GTFN.
Bye bye.
Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, yeah.
Thank you.
Stand your ground.
Or don't.
Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.